Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yes, Kevin. I got a dispute that I want to talk to you about.
All right, sir. Let me try to pull up your account to see it. Can I have your zip code, please?
21222.
All right. Thank you for that. And may I have your name?
Glenn. G-L-E-N. Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-E-S.
All right, sir. I just need you to confirm your shipping address so I can actually look up your account, please.
7410 Alva Avenue, Apartment K, Baltimore, Maryland, 21222.
Okay, thank you very much for that, sir. I see that you choose a dash cam welcoming gift with which was $7.45 for the shipping. That was a free welcoming gift to join the gadget store, sir. Being a member, also, you received a $125 gift card so you could spend on the website, sir. And that's why the $49.97 charge is for?
No, I didn't. The only thing that I wanted to do, I took that survey. I believe it was for Pfizer. And I took the survey, and it said it would give you a gift up to $100 for that dash cam. And so they give me the dash cam, and all I would have to pay was the shipping. The $49.97, I did not agree to.
All right, sir. Yeah, I mean, in order for you to get the gift, you had to subscribe to the membership of the gadget store.
No, I don't want to have a membership. I didn't.
All right, sir.
It never said that on the card. It never said that. It said, all it said was, you get that and the thing. It was kind of deceiving for you guys to post a $49.97. Now, I've already called and disputed this charge. So if that's the case, I don't want none of it.
So you already called, like, the bank or something to dispute it?
I did.
I mean, yeah, that's fine, but they will reach to us to see if the charges were valid.
The chargeable balance is on there.
No, they will reach to us to see if the charges were valid.
Right, but what I'm trying to tell you is they give me this number because you guys don't even give a number on the on any of that stuff. I had to get this number from the bank because you guys have to have a number with the credit.
I mean, I believe it's on the website,
they
sir.
They told me that I could call you and give you an opportunity to cancel this out.
All right, so I guess it's not disputed yet, because if it would be disputed, I would not be able to touch the account, sir.
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, I can offer you a refund for 35% because of courtesy, sir.
No, I want a refund for everything. You guys did not take and do what you were advertising. And then you guys, I pulled you up on a website. You guys are on scam alert. So, and you come up with a 0.5 rating, which is not even a 1-star rating. And I read comments from other people that said they either didn't get their product or the product they got was not the right product, and that they felt scammed. There was all kinds of stuff. And then as soon as you pull your website up, it comes in bold letters, scam alert.
Well, I believe the product was delivered on January the 24th.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I read on a website. So all I'm asking you is either refund the $49.97 or take the $49.97 and the $7.45 off. I don't want it.
Well, sir, I can refund the $49.97, and I apologize for the misunderstanding when you ordered the dash cam, and you can keep the product, no problem at all.
I took a survey, and this is what you're off. This is what was offered on the survey, on the survey. After you took the survey, it said choose from these things. So I picked that. And then it said the only thing you will be paying is the shipping cost.
All right, sir. I already processed the refund and I canceled your account. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Have a good night.
All right, you too.